The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
There's this thing I've been dragging behind me. Seems to weigh about 100 pounds. You could call it extra baggage. All I know is that it slows me down. Like I'm in arrears. So I must be. But for what? But why? But how? But when? But what if? And but. I want to get rid of my butt.
Good morning. This is Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, and it's Aging But Dangerous Sizzle.
Good morning. Oh, I feel, you know what? I feel so fat today. I hate those days when I wake up and I feel fat. I mean, I think one of my problems is that I can't even say it, I'm almost 65. I can't have to keep thinking that. I'm almost 65 years old, but you know, the bottom line is I would really like to have the body of a 35-year-old. I mean, is that wrong?
Well, it's a little, you know, a little out there, but if that's what you want. But, you know, Suzanne, you're certainly not fat. So, you know, I think the key to that question is, why do you feel fat?
Yeah, because my, stomach sticks out, I kind of feel a little bloated. And then when I start to put my clothes on, if my clothes are tight, or I don't know, I think some of it is posture. I just realized that last night, that some of it is I just don't carry myself with good posture, which can add, a lot onto your overall, the way you look. Actually, it makes you look so much heavier. It's an icky feeling for me. I don't know. Do you ever feel fat?
Well, now you know the answer to that. The bloat.
That was a setup question.
Yeah, that was a setup. Bloat is my word. You know, I mean, I felt fat when I weighed 110. But, you know, it's just that bloating and like you say, in the stomach. And it just makes me feel awful. I mean, I know exactly what you're talking about. And mine is just like so much of the time I feel that way.
Well, I think it's really tough for women our age because our metabolism changes. And we certainly are not the only people. We hear so many of our Aging But Dangerous members talk about this, about how dealing with their weight becomes such a challenge. And we really end up having to change our eating habits just to really maintain our weight. Forget about losing weight. I mean, when I was 40, I ate a Haagen-Dazs ice cream cone every day.
Did you really?
Yeah, is that crazy? And now that I'm almost 65, when I look at a Haagen-Dazs ice cream cone, I actually gain 1 pound. I mean, that's how bad it is. So, I don't know. Anyway, AgingButDangerous.com inspires and empowers women over 50 to deal with issues just like this that we're all facing, to self-actualize, to self-fulfill, and to live their lives to the absolute chubby fullest.
That means eating Haagen-Dazs ice cream. Well, yeah. That means also you need to reduce your butt. You know, not the one on your backside, but the one in your head, like making excuses. And, you know, I mean, I make excuses all the time about tons of things.
Yeah, don't we all? I mean, and it's so easy to rationalize. But if you want to do something, you shouldn't let anything stand in your way, especially at this age. AgingButDangerous.com is here to help you reduce your butt and to stop making those excuses. That's what we're about.
Yes, it is. And AgingButDangerous.com is about women being all they can be at any age. And our guest today saw the need to counsel weight-obsessed people, and she went after that opportunity. Becky Henry is a longtime friend of Aging But Dangerous and a consummate professional in the field of helping people deal with a multitude of life's issues. And we'll get to talk to her a little later.
I really enjoy her every time I get the opportunity to be around her. But you know what? I can't believe I was thinking about this topic. I cannot believe people actually have surgery to have fat put in their butts to make them, like, you know, be all big and round. And I don't understand that. I don't get it.
Well, people want J-Lo's butt. A lot of people.
Well, I'd take her whole body, especially that face. But I don't know. Maybe if you have a face like that, a big butt, it really doesn't matter what
you don't look.
Your butt.
Right, you don't look it. She is gorgeous. Woo.
Yeah, I know. Well, anyway, but that's just one of those things I just don't get. Anyway, so I was thinking about this, too, when we were talking about this topic. Would you eat differently if you didn't have to cook for Mike?
Do you know, I've wondered about that many times, and I don't know, but Mike is really a healthy eater, and I cook for him every night, no kidding. And he likes to eat meat and vegetables, and so I sit down and eat with him. But when I'm by myself, if he leaves town for a few days and I'm by myself, I really can eat some things that are not good for me and things that I would not normally do that I don't even tell him about. But I think it's because I really think it's hard to cook for one person. If something happened to him and I lived by myself, I think I'm not sure I'd have such good eating habits.
See, it's funny, because I feel just exactly the opposite. Because when I'm by myself, I'm very controlled and everything. So, but anyway, so when is a time when you feel the lightest and the freest and like you're a feather?
I feel so light when I jump out of that airplane. That's when I feel light as a feather. And our sponsor, Westside Skydivers, is fantastic for a place to skydive. I mean, it is so much fun. You get a breathtaking view of the land of 10,000 lakes. And make sure you go to westsideskydivers.com, and you can buy gift certificates online, and you will have a ball.
And we help women re-identify their passions, face their fears, and find purpose in the second half of their marvelous lives.
And women all over the world are dealing with issues of rediscovering themselves after 50. We have followers in 7 countries worldwide and almost every state in America. Go to our website.
And we have a fabulous swarm coming up. We have a meeting every month. It's called a swarm, and it is going to be a really hairy evening. Tell us about it.
Okay, our next swarm is going to be at DPHU. That stands for Do Professional. When you go there, you get a free hair color consultation with a licensed colorist and education. You're educated on how to apply it at home. How many times do you go to someplace and you need a touch-up and you don't have time to get in your salon? Well, you go there and you learn how to do it. Besides, you save money. It's only $38. So go to dphu.com and find out all about this great service.
Right, and to attend a swarm, you go to agingbutdangerous.com and you find out all about what we're doing, and that's a way that you can meet other fantastic women just like you that are experiencing a multitude of shifts in how they perceive and how they really experience their lives at this point over 50. We're aging, but dangerous, all caps, dangerous, and we're having a blast.
Yeah, and okay, all you aging women out there, we want you to stand up for yourselves. We're changing the way the world perceives women over 50 by changing the way we perceive ourselves. So come join us. We need your voice. This is Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne. Come back and join us again with juicy stories and titillating topics on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
So what did you do this weekend?
Well, I was in bed for most of it.
Oh, no. Were you sick?
Nope. I went to the Smitten Kitten on Friday and,
Oh, so you and John had quite the weekend.
Well, he was there for some of it.
The Smitten Kitten, a progressive adult store for everybody. Find a happy, healthier, sexier, and more inspiring love life at 3010 Lindale Avenue South or at smittenkittenonline.com. You could plan your own trip, guessing at the best sights to see and places to stay.
This doesn't look like the pictures we saw online.
Or you could let the pros at Travel Leaders use their expertise to personalize your best trip ever. They promise, when your journey from a dream to a great story includes them, you travel better. That's Travel Leaders in Stillwater, Woodbury, Maple Grove, and Eden Prairie. To get your story started, call 651-789-8862 or click tvlleaders.com.
Sometimes legalese just sounds like a bunch of fancy terms that mean nothing.
Here too and henceforth the hearsay of the litigant, habeas corpus, mitigating circumstances.
At Lohman Abdo Law Firm, they communicate in plain English, listening to and working with each client to formulate the best plan for a particular case. Plus, you get the expertise and resources of a big firm with the cost efficiency and attention of a smaller firm. Visit Lohman.com or call Margie Botis at 612-336-9329.
Who did your hair?
I did, with a little help from DP Hue. DP Hue brings you professional, best-in-class hair color, expert guidance, color consultation, step-by-step education, and recommendation. DP Hue gives you the tools and the know-how to create a professional look in your own home. Starting at just $38, make professional hair color simple. DP Hue in Maple Grove, Edina, and online at www.dphue.com.
Welcome back to Aging but Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne. And our guest speaker today is a coach. Her career spans almost a decade, and she has two NCAA champions. No, I'm just kidding. I just said that so the guys that are listening, their blood pressure would go, like, way up. Our coach today is not that kind of coach. But she is a wonderful, wonderful woman who helps other women our age. And, I'm throwing you the ball. This is in my coaching thing. Okay, Jeannie, I'm throwing you the ball.
Okay. Becky Henry, she brings joy, hope, help, and healing to families living with eating disorders. And she trains health care providers that serve them. Becky is a national award-winning author, speaker, and coach, sharing her unique perspectives through teaching and healing families. Becky, welcome to our show.
Thanks, Jean. It's great to be here with you, ladies.
Well, we're great. It's just great to have you. I think we're going to talk today, aren't we, on women over older women and eating disorders?
Indeed.
Why has there been so much media attention on this lately?
Well, fortunately, Dr. Cynthia Bulick at University of North Carolina studied older women and eating disorders. Nobody wondered before what was going on. So she did a bunch of research, and she has recently published it and has been sharing it with us.
And what did she find out?
She found out that 62% of the women reported their weight negatively impacted their lives. And 8% reported purging. And 70% said they were in the process of dieting or trying to lose weight. Now, what does all that mean, right?
Wow. Well, Becky, how did these numbers compare to the younger generation?
It's pretty consistent with everybody else, with the other populations. Yeah, 3.5% of the general population experiences binge eating about 1% of the week, and that's the same for older women.
Wow. You know, I don't really hear women that are purging or binging, but you sure hear everybody's on a diet.
Well, and I'm so glad you mentioned that, because you know, one of the things you and I had talked about was what leads to this. Well, diets are a big piece. The research is not clear yet on what is causing eating disorders, but everyone seems to agree that diets are a precursor to most eating disorders.
And I really believe that. Don't you? I mean, that just really makes a lot of sense.
Totally. You know, they're biological brain illnesses, but these diets are really the tipping point for people.
Mm-hmm. What kind of circumstances lead older women to develop an eating disorder?
Well, it's interesting. So there are about three categories. Some, they had the eating disorder as a young person and never recovered. And some had the eating disorder when they were young and did recover, but they're reappearing. And then the third category is they're developing it for the first time. And sometimes it's like midlife crises, children leaving home, divorce, careers changing. And as we all know, our bodies change. And that's a little bit hard to take sometimes.
Yes.
And if you've got that brain chemistry that's just right and you go on a diet, it can just set you up.
Right. And Suzanne and I were talking earlier in the program about eating, and I was saying I eat very healthy because I cook for Mike every night. But if I didn't do that, I'm not so sure I wouldn't have a real strong eating disorder. You know, have those couple of drinks at night and then some cheese and crackers. So I can see where that, you know, people can get really set up for that.
Yeah, and the diets, every diet that's for the purpose of weight loss has basically 95%+ failure rate. So if you go on a diet for the purpose of losing weight, you will fail 95% of the time. You may gain lose some weight initially, but then you will regain all of it plus about 5 pounds.
Well, how can women, you know, what can women do to keep this from happening? I do think when you get older, it's easy to kind of slide into something like that, you know, because you aren't cooking for a family. You're not cooking for somebody. Mm-hmm. So I think it's easy to slide into that. What can you do to kind of stay on top of that?
Well, you can stay off of a diet for one thing. Just don't go on a diet.
Right.
That's the really important thing. And then do some things like Dr. Bulick talks about tips on combating these appearance anxieties. And the field is really torn on whether appearance anxieties play into this or not. But for all of us, it doesn't hurt to at least say one positive thing every day about ourselves. Some people even put little post-it notes around their mirror to remind themselves of what our good qualities are. And then also compliment your friends and family on their personality and their good qualities instead of how they look.
Do you know, oh my gosh, that is such good advice. I think that I love the little post-it note thing. That is just so fabulous. Becky, can you tell us what brought you to write your book, Just Tell Her to Stop? The name of the book?
Yes, I can. It all started back when I was in a networking group. I was trained as a life coach, helping women in transition. And that's what I did. And one day my friend Connie, who became my editor, said to me, Becky, why aren't you writing a book about your story? And I said, well, I don't really want to tell my family's story. She said, well, tell other people's story. I said, well, I have to keep my client information confidential. I can't tell their stories. So she said, well, get other people. And it was amazing, Jean. They just showed up. I mean, all these people just showed up from all over the world. And I said, you know, it is important information. One of the things I really wanted to get across was that you need to be informed yourself as a parent, if you have, or a loved one, if you're a spouse, whatever, a partner. You need to know what's going on because not all healthcare providers understand eating disorders. There's so much they need to learn about. And it took us 2 years to get our daughter diagnosed because there were two really important things that the three healthcare providers we saw over 2 years of her, while we waited for her to get diagnosed, it took 2 years. They didn't know that people can be any shape or size and have an eating disorder, and they didn't know that there's a lot of shame and stigma, and not everybody just says, yes, I throw up after lunch.
Well, do you mean that any shape and size? So do you mean you can have an eating disorder and still not be really, really thin?
Absolutely.
You can?
Anorexia is actually the least common of all eating disorders. Binge eating disorder is the most common. So,
wow.
And it affects men and women, and little 5-year-old boys are developing eating disorders. You know, so you might be a little boy, an older man, and or a young girl or an older woman, and be maybe a larger size or average size. And if your doctor or pediatrician doesn't know this fact, they might look at you and think, well, you couldn't have an eating disorder.
Mm.
A mom told me a story one day about her daughter who'd been in treatment for an eating disorder for a long time, ended up in the ER for a broken bone or something just obscure. And the social worker in the ER looked at this girl, looked at the chart, and looked at the girl again and said, well, you don't look like you have an eating disorder.
Mm.
Well, what that told this poor young woman is, I must be a big, huge, fat cow. And it set her back about a year in her recovery.
Oh, my gosh. And there again, don't judge a book by its cover.
Mm-hmm.
That is...
Yeah. So, you know, my main goal was really to educate the families, give them some support and encouragement, and help them not feel so alone. A mom in Greece told me after she read my book, Becky, I feel less alone. And to me, that was just the best thing I could have ever heard, because I knew I helped this mom who was living in this little tiny town with very little resources, and she felt less alone.
Wow, so you really found a need, and you really took, you know, you really went after that. That is amazing. I think that is such a great story. You are listening to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. We'll be right back with Becky Henry, and can't wait to hear some more information from her. It is so valuable.
What's her website? What's your website, Becky?
It's justtellhertostop.com.
And my tarot cards tell me that you have a very bright future ahead of you.
Well, I'm not surprised, Madam Zora. I met with American Senior Benefits, and they helped me make informed decisions on my long-term care, life insurance, annuities, and investments.
Well, it looks like they did a good job.
They sure did, and they're very passionate about helping people plan for their future.
Then why are you here, Anne?
I just wanted to tell you about American Senior Benefits, Madam Zora.
Oh, I knew that.
Visit American Senior Benefits on Facebook or at asbmn.com.
Gina, you look so happy and healthy lately. Have you had some work done?
Yes, actually. On my back and my feet and...
What?
I've been going to the Bros Clinic, one of the largest chiropractic and natural healthcare centers in the Midwest. Their services help me feel my best without surgery or medications. Plus, I received a free consultation for mentioning this ad.
But aren't you in the ad?
Get on the road to optimum health. Visit the Bros Clinic in Wayzata or Medina and at thebrosclinic.com.
Having a colonoscopy is a pain in the rear. Try dealing with colon cancer. Colon and Rectal Surgery Associates is a physician-owned and patient-focused local practice, and one of the largest groups of specialized colon and rectal surgeons in the entire world. If you have colon or rectal concerns, or if it's just time for your colonoscopy, go online to colonrectal.org. Colon cancer is curable. Find it early and live.
They say you only live once, so it's time you live a little, or a lot. Located just west of the Twin Cities, Westside Skydivers gives you an unbelievable view of the land of 10,000 lakes from 13,000 feet, or 18,000, or 24,000 feet in the air. When you say jump, they say how high, because if your skydive is once in a lifetime, they'll make sure you have a great time. They might even convince you to do it again. Westside Skydivers in Winsted. Book online at westsideskydivers.com.
All right, welcome back. This is Aging the Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne and Becky Henry. Thank you for joining us. Great to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
You are most welcome. All right, I have some questions here about the difference between being obsessive about what you eat and about having an eating disorder. Because I feel like I'm pretty obsessive about what I eat, but I've never felt like I really had an eating disorder. Can you clarify that for me?
Oh, yeah, that's a really good point, Suzanne, because a lot of us have disordered eating at one time or another. I mean, that can be pretty common. You know, our lives are busy, and we can get disordered. Now, and we can also get a little carried away, and it can be disordered. There's a thing that's often termed orthorexia, where people are really obsessed about eating healthy. And if you have the biological predisposition and the brain chemistry and the personality characteristics, that could lead to an eating disorder. But that in itself isn't an eating disorder. It's just being obsessed with food. But the difference really is when it starts to control your life, you know, when you are noticing that your relationships are being affected by it, or your job, or your health, those are red flags to look for. Does that help?
Yes, that helps a lot. But and then the other thing is that the weight is such a problem in our country, and there are so many unhealthy people that are going to have health issues if they don't lose weight. And I think it's hard for me to hear you say, don't go on a diet, when I've actually experienced some pretty healthy diets, and I would like for you to talk a little bit more about if you want to lose weight and be healthier, then how do you do that without going on a diet, or at least be jump starting yourself a little bit with a diet, because it's such a change of your mental attitude.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad you brought that up, Suzanne. It's so, so important. This is where we get caught up. And I used to believe it too, that we had to go on a diet to lose weight and be healthy. And what I started learning about when I learned about eating disorders and the dangers of dieting was that there are other ways that are much more effective and healthy for us to lose weight. Now, you know, eating a well-rounded meal plan that has a lot of different foods in it and getting a lot of exercise or, you know, movement. I like to use the word movement, making sure you get a moderate amount of movement, not a lot, is a better way. And so I know it sounds like I'm saying the same thing. Well, okay, watch what you eat and get some movement in your life. It's different than a diet. A diet is restrictive, and it's saying you can't have this. You can't have a piece of cake. But if we don't allow ourselves those treats, we start to crave them. And what the research has shown is the more we deprive ourselves, the more we want it. And then we just set ourselves up in this cycle of restriction and wanting. Does that make sense?
Well, I hear what you're saying. I think that I think the other thing that I would like to have some clarity on is binge eating. What is binge eating?
Well, so binge eating is when people eat an inordinately large amount of food in a short amount of time. And it's interesting because different people agree and disagree on points of this. And the Binge Eating Disorder Association in Maryland is a great resource. It's betaonline.org is their website. And they have great information, but it really is eating large amounts of food in a short amount of time for emotional purposes, to take care of emotional needs, whether it's numbing yourself or if you're, you know, overwhelmed and you're just trying to calm yourself down, because those types of foods that are typically eaten in a binge are kind that give our brain the chemicals that come down and make us calm down.
That to me is fascinating. I love that. And I know your book is going to be available free of charge on November 12th, correct?
That's right. I'm participating in a friend's book launch promotion, and my book will be part of that. So people can go to my website. Again, it's justtellhertostop.com, or my Facebook page, Becky Henry, and or Hope Network LLC. And they can find out about that there.
That is so, I'm sitting here with just, you know, my mouth open. It's like, you know so much about everything, Becky. I know you're laughing, but.
Well, I've had to learn a lot about it, and I really truly didn't get the whole thing about weight loss. And I know that, you know, I just spoke to some doctors the other day who work in orthopedics, and they are constantly telling people, lose weight, because you do better with orthopedic surgery if you don't have as much weight on your joints. The thing is not to just tell someone, you, Mr. 300-pounder, you need to lose weight. He's going to feel bad and walk away and not get the surgery to get help. What we need to do is encourage people to do it the right way.
Well, Becky, thank you so much for being with us today. We really appreciate it. You want to give your website real quick again?
Again, it's justtellhertostop.com, and I'm on Facebook pretty much every day at Becky Henry and Hope Network LLC.
Thank you so much, Becky.
I know when we talk about weight, as Becky said, our feet and the things that support us are many times in jeopardy, and people don't think about chiropractic when they think about foot problems. But, you know, the Bros Clinic deals with a lot of foot problems, bunions, plantar fasciitis, dropped metatarsals. These conditions and so many other foot problems can almost always be addressed without surgery. So, you know, if your dogs are howling out there, get into the Bros Clinic and go to www.thebrosclinic.com.
And our sponsor, the Sisters of St. Joseph Ministries Foundation. This is really important for everybody to understand. They raise funds so the Sisters of St. Joseph of Carondelet can respond to the needs of the community with health care, safe housing, spirituality, leadership development. Please go to their website, csjministriesfoundation.org, and donate so they can just keep this wonderful foundation going. And find out how you can help. You can volunteer. It's just a fabulous, fabulous organization.
And communicate with us at info@agingbutdangerous.com or our Facebook at facebook.com/agingbutdangerous, and give us a thumbs up.
And our friends at Travel Leaders have organized a fabulous trip for us. We're going to cruise the Mediterranean. We leave from Rome and we go to Greece and Turkey. Go to our website, click on events, and it will tell you all about it. I mean, Suzanne, the rooms start as low as $718. So
I think that's pretty amazing.
It's amazing. So go and find out all about this wonderful trip.
And you can also go find out about our next swarm, which is November 15th, by going to our website. So thanks for spending your precious time with us today. This has been Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, and Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. We're stirring it up for women over 50. We're trying to cause a little trouble to fuel our revolution, and we seem to be succeeding.
And please join us next Saturday at 9:30. And remember, women can do anything they put their minds to, especially at this age, and that is dangerous.
If you're wondering why you just can't seem to catch up, you're moving slow because you're dragging your butt. It's bottoms up now.
Got the butt thing behind me. Now I'm working on my can.